Okay, we got a motion to come out of executive session, and no action was taken. The city manager's existing contract is still in effect, and so I have to say that. We're down to council directives to the manager. No directives? Community input?
Well, Dennis Robinson again, and it's really tough for a lot of people to speak publicly. And by holding the mic and requiring them to come up here, I think it probably inhibited some people to do that, even though the mic was working. That was wrong.
That was at the request of the clerks here, because we have had trouble in the past with the handheld. So it was easier since that one is on all the time. So I take objection to your comment.
So, but that's exactly what it does, though. It inhibits people from being able to speak their mind. So, and the other thing is, I would hope that the mayor can work with the city manager that the council hired. I've been trying to watch the council meetings on Channel 8, our wonderful TV station here. And it is very clear to me that there's no communication between the two. That comes from just watching the TV. You don't even have to, you know what's going on. It's very clear. It's evident. So please. The council hired a manager. The mayor needs to work with him. Thank you.
Other public comment?
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dee Montierburg, and while I work for the city, I'm here as a taxpaying citizen that owns property in this town. Growing up, my dad told me that every rumor has a basis in fact. I may not know the full story, but I do know these three things. The public perception of this entire situation is pretty bad. Number two, as a taxpaying voter in this town, I'm disappointed in my perception of this situation and my elected officials' conduct in and around it. And then number three, something that I've learned in my adult life is that the more that I love my decisions, the less that I need other people to. In all of my employments, I've had performance reviews. In those reviews, there is an expectation of improvement. As elected officials, criticism from voters is like a performance review. It's how you know and how you gauge voter opinion of the work you perform. Thus, it's a chance for improvement. In the future, I challenge you to use public comment, whether it be positive, negative, or indifferent, as a chance for opportunity and self-reflection.
Nor am I tall. Again, Kelly Stiles. Again, I would like to acknowledge all of the city employees sitting here, as well as community members, but I want to speak to the employees very quickly. And it goes back to the point I was trying to make earlier about the importance of employee morale. It is so important to have a cohesive group of educated, skilled staff to be able to execute the things that we discuss every 2 weeks and the expectation that council has on us to perform those duties to benefit the community. We can't do that unless our morale is good, unless we feel we can trust our leader, we can trust our elected officials. So if this continues, if these discussions need to continue, I don't know, I'm not going to speculate on that. I just ask you to please keep employee morale at the forefront of your mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Okay, hearing no comment, announcements.
I'm running for city council.
Gary. Announcements.
I'd like to make announcements. I want to recognize Jennifer Shockley. Well, this is me. I want to recognize Jennifer Shockley. She was appointed by Governor Walker to serve a seat in the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission.
Yay!
Okay, other announcements. School opens tomorrow. Mr. Conwell's not here. Okay, school opens tomorrow?
USAID will hold the Make a Difference Dinner for Suicide Awareness and Prevention on Friday, September 8th, in cooperation with a lot of other agencies, including both clinics, school PCR, all those other agencies. So we hope to see some of you there.
And that's at the Christian Fellowship?
No, it's school, small gym.
Oh, it's, okay, that's, I thought I saw an event that was going to be done at Christian Fellowship.
The back to school barbecue is on the 1st, and that'll be at the Methodist barbecue pit, weather permitting.
Thank you very much. Any other announcements?
Hi, you. I'm Janice with the Aleutian Football Islands. This weekend is the Heart of the Aleutians. Friday and Saturday. On Friday evening from 7 to 9, the Unalaska Corporation Calling a Tribe in Aleutian Pribilof Islands is going to have a 2-hour slot from 7 to 9. We're going to do the Adelatl demonstration. We're going to do the Musquatin dance and costume contest. We are going to do the Chukmayo Chuluk game, and then the little dancers, the younger ones, coordinated by Pauline, are going to have them do a little dance and performance. So that'll be from 7 to 9. Please come.
It's always a great event, the Heart of the Aleutians, and hopefully keep our fingers crossed that the weather cooperates.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Aaron.
I would like to thank everyone who is courageous enough to speak up. Because I don't do public speaking well. I agree with the multitude of statements or sentiments that were expressed. I hope you heard them. And I'm thankful for everyone who showed up. And the courage that they demonstrated.
Anything else? Motion? Aaron.
Aaron has an announcement. Couple of announcements as a community member. One thing is there's a community swim meet on September 1st, and we are looking for swimmers, volunteers to swim with the team. That would be great. If you are not so inclined, we would still welcome you very much to help cheer on our swimmers. The other thing is the Unalaska United Methodist Church's Second Blessings is right around the corner. Sort Sunday and drop-off time and set-up time is September 3rd from noon to 4, and then the sales themselves are Wednesday, September 6th from 6 to 8, Friday, September 8th from 6 to 8, so you can go and get some dinner and then come on over here. And then also Saturday, September 9th from 10 to 2, and volunteers are more than welcome for setup and cleanup.
Thank you very much. Okay. Is that it?
Last thing. You might have heard about those Russians that are doing that polar bear swim. They're going to go from Hog Island to the beach tomorrow at 2:30. The five swimmers.
Okay. And I don't know, did you watch them tonight, Janice?
Yes.
How did it go?
They all made it.
I don't see lions took a bite out of anybody.
They were out there. They're all submerged
out of
the water.
It
was crazy.
They wore suits though, right? They had suits.
No, just in their trunks. But they were just in their trunks, the swimmers, but the sea lions were out there. They were practically way out. Just right there along with
sea lions. What are these fools doing out here? Okay. Thank you all for coming tonight, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Good night. We're adjourned.